We thankful today. This is coming to the close of this meeting, and I can truly say this has been a really blessed meeting.
Amen.
I have felt the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. In every service.
Thank
Praise
the
God.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. He met us here.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for that. And I will truly be praying for this work. I'm excited when there's another city in another town. Praise God.
Yes.
That the Lord is putting a church of God.
Amen.
There.
Yes.
Amen. It's a big world. Amen. A lot of people in this world.
Yes.
In your town and in my town. Amen. And they need an answer. They need to hear about Jesus Christ.
Yes.
What he can do and what he will do. Praise God. Amen. So we want to look into the word this morning. We got a pretty serious word this morning for us. On the close of this meeting, I want to let us all know we never know when the Lord is coming.
Yes.
And we don't want the Lord to catch us out of the gate. We don't want the Lord to catch us napping. We do not want the Lord to catch us unprepared. Praise God. So my preaching topic this morning will be ready for departure. Praise God. Ready for departure. Praise God. I mean, and no, we are going out of here. Praise
yes.
God. We going to leave out of here.
Yes.
Prepared or unprepared.
Right.
When your ticket is called, when your name is called, amen, you gone. Praise you the Lord.
That's right.
And so we never know. We never know. Praise God. We know our birth dates. But we don't know our death dates. Come on, somebody. Amen. You might say, I feel good. I know I can live another 20 years, but you just don't know. And that's why we need to make sure that we have the ticket in our hands. Amen. So we can be able to aboard, amen, that gospel ship, praise God, to take us to the glory world. Amen. I tell you about me, I don't want to miss it. Praise God. And that's why if you don't want to miss it, we got to examine ourselves. Amen. And make sure that every T is crossed and every dot is dotted, every I is dotted. We need to make sure and very sure that things is ready because our departure date is coming. Praise God. It's just like flying on a plane. Amen. They have arrival time and they have departure time.
Yeah.
Praise God. And they give you that time for a reason. What is that reason for you to be there?
That's
praise
right.
God. I'm a self-employed. I have a self-employed job and I have employees and I give them a time to arrive. Praise God. Be here. We're going to be ready to leave here at just say 2 o'clock p.m. Amen. So everybody don't know. So amen. But then you give people time. Next thing you know, some people's coming at 2:30. Some coming at 3. Some coming at 3:30, 4. And then some don't come at all. Amen. Then we have a board meeting. Amen. See, sometimes we have to have a board meeting. So I say, listen here. I said, why do I give you a time to arrive? Do I give you a time to arrive to be late? No, I gave you a time to be here at 2 o'clock. Amen. Now I'm short staffed. Now Brother Jerry is trying to do everything. Praise God. And I can't do everything. And that's why we have employees to be on time so we can get the job done. Same as when you get a ticket to fly. Amen. Depart. You got a departure and you got an arrival. Amen. If that plane for the leave at 1 p.m., you don't need to get there at 1 p.m. because you'll be left.
That's right.
Amen. You got to get there 30, 40 minutes ahead of time, sitting on the plane. So at 1 o'clock, that plane is taking off. Praise God. Amen. And that's why it's so important to make sure you got all your credentials. You make sure you got your ticket. Make sure you got your ID. Make sure you got everything. Praise God. And if you don't, they're going to say you can't fly.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm sorry. You cannot fly.
Yes.
Praise God. And you know the Lord is the same way. Amen. Praise God. If you don't have your ticket, if you ain't ready to board, if you ain't ready to be ready for Jesus when he get ready to, amen, call your name, and you ain't ready, he gonna tell you where I am. You cannot come. Amen. Praise God. So I'm here to tell you this morning, amen, that time is running out. Praise God.
Yes.
Time is running out. Life is short. Praise God. I don't care if you live 80, 90 years. That's still short compared to eternity.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And that's why we need to make sure that we get our lives in a correct order. So when the Lord comes, we can just walk right out. Amen. You know what ready mean? Ready mean when the Lord comes, you ain't got to go and try to get ask for apology, or you ain't got to go and try to get something straight, or I didn't say that word just quite right, I didn't treat you just right. You better, it's high time to get that stuff right now. Because when the Lord comes, you got to be right ready to go right.
That's
amen.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Amen. I was a bus driver for around 25 years. Amen. And I tell my children, I said, listen, my arrival time at this time, praise God, and the state tells you they need to be out there like 15 minutes earlier than their scheduled time for pickup. Praise God. But guess what? They don't listen to that. Amen. I pull up and they's not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, if I sit and wait till they eat their bowl of cereal, if I sit there and wait until they get dressed and get everything prepared to come to the bus, then I'm going to be late for my next stop. So I tell them, I said, student, I'm going to give you a warning. I said, you wait on me and not me wait on you.
That's it.
When I pull up, you need to be ready to go.
That's right.
Amen. Running with the cereal bowl in your hand, eating, and amen. Then turn back around, you forgot the hat and your coat. And come on, somebody. If you be like that when it's time for departure for Jesus, you're going to be left behind. Amen. I want to let you know, dear ones, in the fear of the Lord, praise God, 99 and a half ain't no good.
Yes.
We got to make 100%.
Amen.
We got to make sure that we got everything ready for the Lord. And this is a good day to examine yourselves while we are here, amen, in this town, praise God, to make sure that you are ready for departure. Amen. Red or not, it's coming. Just like when we used to play hide and go seek. Red or not, I'm coming. Amen. And the same with the Lord. He letting us know this morning we need to make sure and very sure, praise God, we're ready. We're ready for departure. Amen. God good. Be ready when Jesus comes. Matthew, praise God, the 24th chapter. Let's turn there, dear ones. Matthew, the 24th chapter, and we want to read verse 36, praise God, amen, to verse 44. Now listen, it said, but that day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Amen. Nobody knows when the Lord going to come.
That's right.
Praise God. And that's why it behooves us to live like every day is the last. Because very well could be.
Yeah.
We don't know if we're going to go back to Durham, North Carolina. You don't know, brother, that you're going to go back to Kansas. Amen. Sister, you don't know if you're going to go back to Oklahoma. We don't know if we're going to go out of here.
That's true.
Amen. Somebody say you can be here today and gone tomorrow. But I want to say you can be here today and gone today.
That's true.
Amen.
That's true.
Praise God.
That is so true.
And you don't have to be in some kind of affliction or sickness. You can be in good spirit.
Yes.
I had my friend, he was doing well, sitting to the table eating dinner. Praise God, and fell dead.
My Lord.
Amen. We don't know when the Lord's going to come.
Yes, that is so.
When death comes for you, that's the Lord coming for you.
Yes.
Amen. You might don't just see him coming through the clouds, but when death comes, it's over.
That's right.
And that's why it pays us to walk very circumspectly, to walk very carefully, to make sure we're walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Make sure that we are doing everything absolutely correct.
Yes.
We're living in a world now where the world is in terrible shape. Folks living raggedy lives.
Yes.
Folks don't even want to come to church now. Praise God. Through the pandemic, it's hard now to get people to come to church. Praise God. They done got so relaxed at home, and they don't want to come to church. They say, I don't feel safe. But there is safety in the Lord.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And now, you got people today, they just got so relaxed. Amen. In the home. And then you got people today, don't even want to work.
Yes.
Ain't that sad?
Yes.
Amen. Well, I wonder why. I remember a few years they gave some checks. Them checks was good in one way, but it was bad in another way.
Yes.
It made folks lazy. Praise God.
Yes.
Don't want no job. Don't want to work. And some of them ain't going to work. But sometimes I wonder, where is they getting the finance from? How are they maintaining? Amen. How can you not work for a year and a half? Or 2 years? Come on, somebody.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. I know I got to work two jobs, praise God, to maintain, amen, and don't mind working, praise God, but this is my most important job right here, declaring the good news, amen, and this job here is priority over any of my jobs, amen, praise God, when it's time to do for God, when it's time to work for Jesus, amen, everything get turned off, amen, I'm going to go and work for the Lord. Amen. Because when the Lord come back for me, I don't want him to say, amen, depart from me. I never knew you. You wasn't faithful. You didn't work for Jesus. You didn't work for me. Amen. You got slothful. And I don't want the Lord to say that. Amen. I want the Lord to say what? Well done. Come on, somebody. Well done. Thy good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Come into the joys of the Lord.
Amen.
I want him satisfied with my life. Yes. And guess what? He can be satisfied with your life.
That's
praise
right.
God. Only thing you got to do is walk circumspectly. Only thing you got to do is examine yourselves. Only thing you must do is make sure that you got everything pleased in thy sight. If you know you did something wrong, or you wrong an individual, or you talked about somebody, or you did some evil, get it right now. Praise God. Don't wait till the Lord come, because it's going to be too late. Keep everything straight while you're passing through here. Praise God. Keep everything, amen, intact with the Lord. Praise God. That's how you're going to be ready when the Lord comes. And then when he comes, then you can depart. You can have that grand departure to be with the Lord. Ain't the Lord good?
Yeah.
Bible says, what did he say? To be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. And that's where I want to be, present with the Lord.
Yes.
I love you all. Amen. But if the Lord call me home, amen, I got to say bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Because I'm going to go back with the Lord. Amen. And I thank the Lord. But I must be ready so I can go back with him. Yes. Praise God. We must be ready. If we not, he's coming anyhow. Yes. Praise God. And we will be left behind. And then we don't want to go to that devil's hell. You don't hear too many people speak about hell this morning. But I want to say it's only two places, praise God. Hell or heaven you are choosing. And it's your choice to make the right choice. Praise God. I don't want to go to that burning lake. I don't want a man to go where, amen, I can't get no water, I no air conditioners available. Praise God, amen. I'm just there burning and burning and burning, and praise God, everlasting fire, amen, and you will not burn up. You know, if you take this paper and boil it up, amen, and throw it in some flame, this paper just go to ashes. But your body's not going to ashes. Praise God, you're going to be there. Amen. In torment. Praise God. I don't want that place. I don't want to go there. And that's why we preach so hard, to let you know you can escape that place. You don't have to, amen, be a candidate for hell. But I want to be a candidate for heaven. I want to be on the Lord's side. I want the Lord, amen, to look on me and know that I'm doing what he tells me to do. Amen. So this is the time to start work, praise God. Amen. Amen. If you're not that way, amen, let's begin. New beginnings is great. Ask God, say, Lord, I want to start right today. Praise God. I want to start right here. Praise God. March the 5th. Praise God. Amen. Right here in Asheville, Alabama.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen. Yeah. Yes. Somebody say Alabama is a rough place and a tough place. I want to tell you, it ain't too tough for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God is still saving here.
Amen.
God is still inviting you to come.
That's
God
right.
is still can work in your life. Praise okay. God. If you got hatred there, God can change the hate to love.
That's
ain't
right.
God good?
Right.
Ain't God good?
Yeah.
Only thing you got to do, the one, is call on the Lord. Say, Lord, I need you here.
Yeah.
I feel something turning in here. And it ain't the prayer wheel. Amen. It's another kind of wheel. They're going to send me to hell. But Lord, help me, Lord. Help me to get those feelings out of my mind. Help me, Lord, to be a new creature. Help me, Lord, give me new thoughts and new ideals and new ways, praise God. I ain't the way of the devil. I'm finished, praise God. Amen. I'm on the winning team now. I'm not going to go back to the defeat team, but I'm on the winning side now. I'm a player for Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. So I'll make sure that amen, nothing here gonna hinder me, praise God. And you also can make sure that nothing here will hinder you. We got to be ready, amen. Ready, let us say ready.
Ready.
Amen. I like sometimes you to speak out. Sometimes, you know, it's good to speak it in existence.
Yeah.
Praise God. We can sit there and listen, amen, amen. But when you speak and say ready, you'll remember that. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And that's what's going to help us to escape a lot of problems and trouble right on this earth. If we're ready, God will be with us. I hear Sister Mary, amen, just name how God just worked things out. Amen. You know why he was working things out? Because he was his workmanship. You was his servant. And when you were a Christian, that's how he do. He works miracles.
Thank
praise
Lord.
God. You don't understand. You appear at all. Man, let me see this. Man, look how God works. Because you are doing his will.
Thank you.
Amen. When you do God's will, God will bless you.
Yes.
God will work miracles. God will turn things around.
Yes.
God will fix things. God will heal your body. God will give you grace and strength to go when you don't even feel like going. Praise God. Ain't God good?
Amen.
And I say God is good.
Amen.
Look at here, Sister Daniels. God. Look what God. We ain't got to worry about what was going on there. But I can say what's going on here yesterday. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, heal you. Lord, that option is off. Praise God. You walked in here. I'm looking at you. Praise God. You know, I hear people talk, but I like to observe it.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's a true child of God.
Yes.
Ain't this just a mouthpiece.
Thank
praise
Lord.
God.
Thank
amen.
Lord.
Like Paul, you know. Although he was bad, but I kept observing him. Man, he passed the test.
Amen.
Amen. He's a new creature in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Things he used to do, he don't do it no more.
Amen.
Amen. He was killing, now he's preaching. Come on, somebody.
That's
can't
right.
the Lord change him?
That's
yes,
right.
yes, he can. He's ready.
Amen.
He's ready for departure. And we're going to hear his last testimony. That is in the sermon too. Amen. When he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course and kept the faith. Come on, somebody. Amen. We got to finish what we started. Amen. Don't go short. Praise God. To God be the glory. But let's run on down here a little bit ways. And amen. And make sure everything is all right for the Lord. We got to be ready. We must be ready. Amen. Ready. Amen. Ready. I want to keep saying so you can dream about tonight. Ready.
Amen.
Ready.
Yes. Amen.
Ready. Be ready. But of that day and that hour, no man know it. Not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah, there shall also coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they was eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and they took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. When the Lord come, amen. When the flood come, it's over. Praise God. Those that was in the ark, they was safe. Praise God. They were saved. Praise ye the Lord. And one thing about the ark, I love to say this. The Bible didn't give Brother Noah the ability to close that door, but the ark. But yes. The Bible said the Lord closed it.
Amen.
Amen. You know why he closed it? So it cannot be opened.
That's right.
Praise God. I can imagine he looking out, him, Noah and his family, looking at their first cousins and their uncles and nieces, and they, oh man, they about going to get drowned. And let me go open this door. But see, they didn't have the ability to do that.
Yes.
Amen. See, when God gave you ample enough time to come to him, and when he shut the door, it's over. Praise God. You lost. Amen. But I don't want him to shut me out.
No.
That's why we all today, the door is open, and we have, amen, time. So take advantage of coming in to the ark of safety. Praise ye the Lord. It said, then shall two be in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Praise God. When the Lord come for you, amen. You can be husband and wife, sister and brother. You can be right in the same bed. Praise God. When the Lord want the husband, he going to take the husband and leave the wife.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You can be grinding at the meal. You can be working. You can be doing anything. When it's time for you to go, when your time expire on this earth, you leaving out of here. Praise God. And that's why we take advantage of these times that we're preaching, and these times where we can get the Lord on our side. Now's the time to do it. And I don't want nobody to die today to walk out of here. I don't want nobody. You listen to me, please. Amen. I don't want nobody that don't know Jesus to walk out of here unprepared. Amen. We got to be a little more aggressive with the word of the Lord. Amen. Because life is short. I preached this sermon in Holly Hill one day, and it was about being ready. And I said, I want everybody ready, just like I'm saying here. Amen. Be ready. A lot of sinners was back in the back, and amen. So nobody came. So I said to the congregation, I said, if you ain't quite ready and you don't want to come, just raise your hand. Amen. And say, Lord, we can pray for mercy. Amen, that the Lord
That's
give you
right.
mercy. Because I don't want you out of here, because I was very burdened in
That's
that
right.
service. Amen. So there was Brother Clinton's, that will be his uncle, praise God. His uncle, he raised his hand. Amen. He said, pray for me. Pray for me. Amen. There were three more. Say, pray for me. But guess what? A few weeks after that, Brother Clinton called me. He said, you know, I done forgot. When I preach, I don't be remember what I've been doing saying, but he said, you said the last time you was here, you preached, and you said if whoever want to be saved, come. If not, raise your hand and ask for mercy. He said, that was my uncle. You remember Uncle so-and-so? I think his name was Jimmy. I believe it was. And I said, yeah, I remember that. He said he just fell dead.
My Lord.
He was on his tractor in the field.
My Lord.
And fell dead.
My Lord.
See? He should not just raise his hand.
Came.
He should have came.
Yes.
Amen. So what? That's why I'm telling you now, the Lord give me wisdom, not say raise your hand. You need to come.
Yes, Lord.
You need to come. Mm-hmm. Amen. Right. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden.
Amen.
Amen. And guess what? We don't have no program. We don't work for programs. Is that right?
That's true.
Amen. We let the Spirit have his way.
That's right.
We're led by the Spirit. And guess what? You don't have to wait till the sermon get over. If the Lord dealing with you right now, you can come on up here. We got this seat. We got the stool. We got a chair over here. Praise God. You don't have to wait, because sometimes the conviction sometimes may be over by the time the preacher finished. So if the Lord is dealing with your heart and you know you don't know Jesus for the pardon of your sin, amen, it's high time that you let the Lord come in.
Yes.
And direct your steps, because your steps will be ordered by the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. But no matter where you are, you can be grinding at the mill, you can be in the field. But the Bible said, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour the Lord doth come.
Yeah.
But know that if the goodman of the house has known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched it.
Yeah.
And would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready in such an hour as you think it not the Son of Man come. Praise God. So we don't know when we think it not, when we get busy, when we're doing things and doing other things. Amen. The Lord can slip up on us and there we unprepared. But I'm trying to preach and tell you and be reminded to you, dear ones, of be ready when the Lord comes.
Yeah.
Amen. Be ready for departure. Make sure that you got your ticket. Look at here. This is your ticket here.
Yes.
From Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
Make sure that you're wrapped up and tied up and tangled up.
Oh, yes.
In the word of the Lord. Ain't that right? Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Because this is what's going to get you there. It ain't your mind concept. It ain't, amen, what sometimes people go and discuss and come out with a conclusion and this how it's going to be. Amen. No, if it ain't like this, amen, you will not make it. We got to stick with the word. The word is powerful. The word is quick.
Yeah.
The word is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
Praise God. Sometimes you wonder, amen. Somebody say, how he know about me? Somebody done told him. But no, that's the Holy Ghost. Praise God. God knows you. He knows, amen, your life. He knows if you're in. He knows if you're out. He know if you faithful. He know if you unfaithful. He know if you genuine, a really child of God. He knows that. So I'm here to tell you, if you play in church, you might as well quit. Praise God.
Yes.
It's time to be real, genuine. Praise God. That's what I promote. Praise God. Genuine.
Yes. Yes, amen.
Yep. I'm a business owner. Run a concession in a food truck. I was going to make my deposit. I done had my money all wrapped up and had to all counted and had to how much it was on my little paper and went to the bank. And the lady deposit, the cashier, she said, you know, she said, this is counterfeit. This is counterfeit.
Oh, this is
counterfeit. That, man, by the time she got finished, I didn't have much of a deposit.
My Lord.
Praise God. Counterfeit. And I said, well, just, I said, I know about what community it was in. I said, can I get it back? She said, no.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. She said, no, we have to keep this. So counterfeit doesn't pay.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Counterfeit won't make a deposit. Amen. And when it come down to you and I, if we counterfeit, we ain't going to make it.
That's right.
We can look pious. We can look so sanctimonious. We can dress like we are Christian. The sisters can wear their great long garment. The men can have the no necktie and amen and just dressing like a holy saint of God. But the Lord can look through all of that. All those clothes. Amen. And look at the heart. Praise God.
That's what he looks at.
And that's what he looks at. What's in the heart will come out. So I'm here to tell you, you got to make sure, amen, your heart is right. Praise God. Amen. So you can be ready when the Lord come. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. To God be the glory. All right. Someone get me 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verses 16 through 18. Then, who got that one?
4:16 through 18.
Yes, you have the 4th chapter.
Yes.
Verses 16 through 18.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel.
Yes.
With the trump of God.
Yes.
And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Amen.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds.
Yes.
With the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Amen. I say let us be ready for that. Let us be ready for that departure, because it is going to come. Just read me that first verse there, Sister Brother Clifton.
For the Lord
himself
shall descend from heaven
with a shout,
with the voice of the archangel,
with the voice of the archangel,
and
with the trump of God,
and the dead in
Christ shall rise first. Praise God. That's good news. Amen. Because it's going to happen. He's going to descend from heaven. And he's going to come back for us. We're going to rise. Because the departure is at hand.
Yes.
And praise God. And the Bible said in the dead of Christ shall rise first. Praise God. You know, while we're here, amen, we're always second place. We as Christians. Kick us to the curb. They don't have no respect for us. But that's going to change on that day. Come on, somebody.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Amen. We going to be first. Praise God. The dead of, what it said, the righteous, the dead of Christ shall be first. Praise God. Ain't God good?
Amen.
So, amen. You might as well move out the way because I'm coming out because my God, I'm serving a God, righteous God. And it's our time now. Praise you, the Lord. We are first place. Praise God. Amen. I like that how the Lord allow us, amen, to be first. And then what did other scripture says, brother?
Then we which are alive and remain.
All right. Now we that was dead, we rose up out of the ground. Now we that are alive and well, we
and remain shall be caught up.
We shall be caught up
together with them
in the clouds.
To meet the Lord in the air.
To meet the Lord in the air.
And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Yes.
That's good thing. That's good news. We'll be able forever to be with the Lord. I like that. Amen. You got some doctrine today say he's going to pitch back down here, you know, and set up kingdoms and all this kind of stuff. No. We're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Amen. He's not coming back down here.
No.
Praise God. So that's why we got to make sure that we're ready so we can be elevated to be with the Lord. Praise God. Because that day is coming. And it's going to come very soon.
Yes.
And we got to make sure that everything is ready. Praise you, the Lord. Thank you. Was that all of that, brother?
The last verse says, wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Amen. That's good news. Comfort one another with these words. Amen. All right. Someone get me 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse, please. And then why someone get that? And I want someone to get me 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verses 15. Well, excuse me. The 15th chapter.
And
you're right. Let me see, sister. That's 1 Corinthians 15. And we want verses 51 through 58. Okay, who got 2 Timothy 4:6?
For I am now ready to
be offered. Hold just a moment. You remember the gentleman we spoke on last night, Brother Paul? Mm-hmm. Now, he done went through all his trying times. He got converted. Amen. Now he getting ready to fall off the scene. Amen. So this is his last testimony. Praise God. Do we have a testimony? Oh, amen. Help us, Lord. Now, he had a powerful testimony.
Yes.
Amen. And then what did it say, sister?
Well, I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand.
Stop right there. It said, I am now ready.
Yes.
It ain't what you was yesterday.
That's right.
What you're going to be next week. But it's how you are right now.
Yes.
Paul said, I am now ready.
Yes.
And what?
I am now ready to be offered.
To be offered.
And the time of my departure is at hand.
All right, now, in words, what he's saying, I'm getting ready to leave from here. My departure is at hand.
Yes.
Praise God. That's why I said we need to be ready for the departure. Yes. Now, Paul is ready.
Yes.
He said, my departure is now at hand. Read.
I have fought a good fight.
Now, I have fought a good fight.
Yes.
Read.
Amen. I have finished my course.
And I have finished what you have for me to do, Lord. I'm finished my course.
Yes, I have kept the faith.
And I have kept the faith. Praise God. Amen.
Herefore, there is laid up for me.
Praise God. When you keep the faith, when you fought a good fight and you kept the faith, amen, now you see your departure is at hand.
Yes.
You're going to be rewarded. For your greatness.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. All right, read the next verse.
Henceforth there is laid up for me.
Henceforth there is laid up for me.
A crown of righteousness.
A crown of righteousness.
Which the Lord.
Which the Lord.
Righteous judge.
The righteous judge.
Will give me at that day.
That will give me at that day.
And not to me only.
And not to me only.
But to all them also.
Amen. Amen. Now he won't, you know, the Lord ain't selfish. He ain't just going to give it to Paul.
Yes.
But he's going to give it to everybody that love his appearing. Amen. See? Praise God. You going to get a reward. I'm going to get a reward. We all that are ready. And we done fought this good fight. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. He done passed the test.
Yes.
Praise God. He didn't fail. He didn't throw the towel in. He didn't give up. He didn't just say, I can't make it. But he said, I have fought a good fight.
Yes.
I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Yes.
Dear ones, we need
That's
to
right.
be able to have that same testimony right here today. I'm doing, Lord, I'm fighting. I'm walking in your statues. I'm trying to do all I know to do, praise God. And I'm so glad that you're with me. But I want to say something. In my spirit, the Lord just checked something in my spirit. Sometimes we try to do it on our own. Trying to live righteous on our own.
Yes.
Trying to live perfect on our own.
Yes.
Trying to make every step count on our own. But you can't do it. Dear one, it don't work that way.
That's true.
You need Christ within. Amen. You need Christ within.
Yes.
As the scripture said, greater is he that in the world, how did it go? That's right. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Amen. So if you get that greater in you,
that's right.
Woo! You ain't got no problem.
Yes.
Because that greater in you is your vehicle or your steering gear, your leader. Amen. It is him. That's doing the driving.
Yes.
Only thing you got to do is do like what they get ready to say, these new vehicles. They come out with some new vehicles. Only thing you got to do is just smash a button. And your destination is just going to take you. Kind of like a plane. Just take you where you're done. Amen. They say they're coming out with, well, you ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to
But I don't know if I want one of them yet. I think I want to do my own driving.
That's right.
Amen. And the same thing in the spiritual way. Praise God. We don't have to do our own driving. We got God to do our driving.
Yes.
He can keep you in the straight and narrow. Yes. He can help you to have make a good a fight. He'll make you, amen, through him within you. He's your hands. He's your feet. He's your mind. That's amen. Right. That's why he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. It's the mind, amen, that teaches us to follow the Lord all the way. Praise God. Don't let nothing cloud your mind up, but let him do the driving and you be the back seat driver.
All right.
I don't want you in the front seat. Probably be trying to take the wheel. Hey, turn right here. You've been out of town, I ain't gonna call no names, but I have people sometimes, they in the front seat. You know, they want to kind of drive. You know, try to help you drive.
Oh, yes.
Amen. How many know we don't need nobody to help us drive? Praise God. Only body we need is Jesus. He'll get you to the destination. Praise God. But that other person going to make you have a collision.
Yeah.
Hey, hey! To God be the glory. Amen, amen. I had my father. He was one of them. You know, we be traveling. No, you don't turn there. You turn over here. Then he tried to take the wheel and turn. Dad, let me do the driving. And you go back to sleep. Praise God. You waking up and trying to feel like you know where you at and where you going. No. Amen. I got it. Praise God. And I don't have to use no GPS either.
All right.
Amen. I got a lot of stories on the GPS. Amen. Me and my wife was going on vacation. Wow. About 5 years ago, and we were looking for this destination. And we put it in there. First it had us going somewhere else. And that ain't where it was. Then we put it in there again. Then it had us another place to go. And that place land us right up to a big river.
Oh, my Lord.
Amen. I said, I know this ain't happening. Because I ain't got no boat. Amen. And I know I didn't supposed to cross no water. But it's had us right there at the body of water.
My Lord.
So then, you know what I did? I put that GPS down and started asking people, where is this at and where is that? Amen. And the Lord was able, amen, to give us the direction on where we need to go. Praise God. All right, now, who got my next scripture? All right, 1 Corinthians. Let's read 1 Corinthians 15. Praise God. 15-8. Bless the Lord. All right. I thought somebody had that. You did.
I have it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine, sister.
Behold.
All right.
I show you a mystery.
This great transformation is getting ready to take place. It said, behold, I show you a mystery.
We shall not all sleep.
We shall not all sleep.
But we shall all be changed.
Praise God. You know, the scripture said we all must die, but after this is the judgment. And sometimes we take that scripture and we say everybody going to die before Jesus comes. But not that type of death where we all going to have a funeral. We all going to have a grave site. No, because some of us going to be living when Jesus come. You know that scripture we read, remain. It says some will be remain.
Yes.
So, but then there's another scripture that say we all must die. So this is what it's talking about. We all going to be changed. Amen. All of us going to be changed. So that is a type of death. Praise God, because we're going to be changed from mortal to immortality.
Right.
Amen. We're going to be changed. So we ain't going to all just sleep, but we're all going to be changed. Read, sister.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
It's going to be so quick. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
At the last trump.
At the last trump.
For the trump shall sound.
For the trump shall sound.
dead shall be raised incorruptible.
And the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
And we shall be changed.
Praise God. Amen. So at that day, we all, if we were dead, we're going to be raised incorruptible. Amen. And we shall be changed from mortal to immortality. We will have that celestial body. Praise God. It tell you here, read.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption.
There it is. For this corruptible shall put on incorruption.
And this mortal must put on immortality.
And this mortal shall put on immortality.
So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption.
And this mortal shall put on immortality.
And this mortal shall put on immortality.
Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written.
Amen. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written.
Death is swallowed up in victory.
Death is swallowed up in victory. Praise God.
O death,
where is thy sting?
O grave, where is thy victory?
Look at God. O grave, where is thy victory?
The sting of death is sin.
The sting of death is sin.
And the strength of sin is the law.
Amen. And the strength of sin is the law.
But thanks be to God.
Giveth us the victory. Thank the Lord. Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast.
We want you to be ye steadfast,
unmovable,
always abounding in the work of the Lord.
For as much as ye know.
Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And that's what we want to do. Praise God, brethren. Amen. In these times we're living in, no time to be slothful or slack, but be ye steadfast, unmovable. Praise God. And always abounding in the work of the Lord. Be encouraged to work for Jesus. For as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So I thank God, amen, for the word of the Lord.
Yes.
I thank God if you take this instruction this morning, we will be ready for departure. We will be ready for the Lord to come. And I'm going to give opportunity, amen, for us, if we see we a little bit on some bad soil, now we can get on some good ground. Amen. Why the Lord is dealing with us and why he's talking to us. Please. Don't leave this place unprepared. Because it's not granted that you'll get prepared.
That's right.
While the Lord is dealing with your heart, we need to be ready when the Lord comes. Amen. We want to what? Be ready when the Lord comes. God bless you.